Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I hope you downloaded 1020 A and B. It was all about longevity, my 20th anniversary podcast. The A is always the news of the week, the B, great guests. Today, we're doing 1021 A. So this is not the anniversary issue, but I want you to go back and listen to that. I thought it was a great segment. I hope you do too. The anniversary, you say, wait a second, 20 times 52 is 1040. Yeah, but we always have the best of between Christmas and New Year's. So 1021 is the start of our 21st year. And the Roizen rule for a younger you is number two is diet drinks are linked to the same heart issues as sweetened beverages. That means they increase your risk of cardiovascular disease, arrhythmias, and heart failure. I am not one to tell you about this. Probably, as many of you know, I was addicted drinking 36 Diet Dr. Peppers a day from probably about 1967. I had to be friends with the distributor, and I got friends with the distributor so they would deliver me a pallet a day from 1975 till 2010, when Dr. Oz and my administrative assistant conspired to do an intervention on me, and that intervention was, in fact, to get me to quit diet drinks, and I did cold turkey, going to coffee, which does have a beneficial effect for 82 to 84% of us who are fast metabolizers. So, diet drinks, same heart issue. What do you want to do to decrease those? Well, of course, aspirin, and the polypill and aspirin study was presented in abstract form and shows about a 33% reduction for people who are at high risk or intermediate risk but have not had a heart attack or stroke or arrhythmia yet. So think about that. But also colchicine. Colchicine is used for uric acid and gout, but it also decreases inflammation. And that same 30% decrease in heart attacks and strokes occurs with it, as it does with foods, as we'll present in a couple weeks when that study comes out, and we get to read it, about peppers and heart disease. So anything that decreases inflammation, why is that? Because your plaques rupture. That is, when you develop plaques in your arteries, and that comes about from too much sugar and sugary drinks, they develop, that weakens the junction, blood pressure comes along, causes a tear, you repair it with LDL cholesterol, and then over years with inflammation, you build that plaque up, and then severe inflammation, it ruptures. Well, aspirin, colchicine, and turmeric or chili peppers all decrease that inflammation. Living in a noisy neighborhood, each 10 decibel increase in noise increases dementia risk 36%. So when you're thinking about living in a neighborhood, try and get as far from the freeway, but convenient for you as you can. That's good because both noise pollution and air pollution you get away from. What happens if you live in a noisy place? Put on some earmuffs so noise pollution doesn't increase you. Lower prevalence of respiratory complications from flu, from other things, maybe even from COVID-19. Getting vitamins A, E, and D. When you get E, make sure it is mixed tocopherols, not just alpha tocopherol. You want the beta and the delta and the gamma, especially the gamma tocopherol. That's linked to a lower prevalence of respiratory complications, as is bovine colostrum. You say, what's colostrum? It's the first milk. What is bovine? It comes from cows, and that's shown to be associated, and this is some wonderful studies in Italian soccer players who take it routinely, to decrease respiratory infections, a 35% decrease in those. Can air purifiers include your lung and heart health? Yes, because air pollution is associated with air and heart health. What about losing the quarantine 15? Well, the best way to lose the quarantine 15 is, as you would guess it, be routine. Always sit at a table when you eat. Don't eat on the run. Don't eat from the pot. Sit down and then have a plate. Put the food on the plate. Don't eat from the pot. And only eat regular meals. So it is going back to regular eating habits, and it is going back to, if you will, getting a little exercise. So I get to coach people who pay me an awful lot of money for coaching them to lose weight, and it's always the same. It is, you can do it. It just takes a little discipline, and yes, a buddy or a coach helps. So get a buddy or a coach, one of your friends, and you can help them. Only eat at a table. Eat on smaller plates. Eat only 3 times a day, more in the morning, less after 2 p.m., and remember to get your 10,000 steps every day. Why are all the Zoom and Google and other meetings so draining? Because none of us are technology experts, right? We didn't go into technology. We, in fact, having to do technology as well as the meeting, as well as concentrate on what you're doing, as well as not having your kids run through at the same time, it's tough. I know it's tough. And that is, in fact, Roizen Rule for Younger You number 6. And number 9, manage stress by having friends. And remember, no one expects you to be perfect at the Google meetings and the technology. Don't worry about it. You're probably doing things as well as you can. It's really amazing how we've switched to doing a lot of meetings, if you will, on the Zoom and Google and Teams. I must admit, I've gotten a fondness for Teams. Those of you who haven't looked at Microsoft Teams, it to me is a lot easier to do than the other ones, but that's me personally. Thanks very much for tuning in. This has been 1021B, the news of the week. I'm trying to do these in under 15 minutes so you can catch up on all the medical news that isn't COVID and get the bullets, what it means to you and how, and the most important points for you. So key points, abandon the non-sugar and the diet drinks, go to black coffee, and yeah, you can do it. If I can do it from 36 cans of Diet Dr. Pepper a day for whatever it is, 30 plus, almost 40 years probably, you can do it too. Inflammation is a cause of heart attacks and strokes. Decrease it. Talk to your doctor about colchicine or daily aspirin, or even easier, go to a lot of chili peppers every day. I think actually the baby aspirin twice a day with half a glass of warm water before and after, or with bovine colostrum, 200 milligrams or 300 milligrams a day, superb way of doing it. It not only decreases, by the way, that bovine colostrum not only decreases respiratory infections like vitamins A, E, and D do, but it also decreases the effect of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in causing a leaky gut. Live in a quiet neighborhood, and if you can't get headphones that block out your noise or noise-canceling headphones. And yes, air purifiers can clean up particulates from the air, get a HEPA, especially a HEPA with a far UVC or HEPA with a UVC to purify the air. That actually gets rid of some of the particles, most of the particles, as well as the viruses and bacteria. This has been 1021A of You, the Owner's Manual. And one last tip, get a buddy if you want to lose weight from the COVID-19, and you and the buddy be responsible to one another. Thanks very much for great engineering, Caitlin, and thank all of you who've downloaded us. Tell your friends about us. 50,000 of you a week can't be wrong, so I really appreciate your doing it. Tell your friends about us, and we'll keep it snappy, to the point. And of course, we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. Discover vitamins and supplements personalized to your need. Can you imagine that? Personalized just for you. You can take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. Thanks very much.